With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Well, the results are in from a couple of closely watched primaries.
The political contests in Maryland and West Virginia could have big implications for the Senate majority fight this fall. West Virginia's Jim Justice is immediately favored to flip a Democratic seat that will be vacated by Senator Joe Manchin. Maryland's Larry Hogan gives Republicans a legitimate chance at picking up a Senate seat in deep blue Maryland for the first time in more than four decades. Three states hosted primary elections Tuesday: Maryland, Nebraska, and West Virginia. As expected, Democratic President Joe Biden and Republican rival Donald Trump easily won their primaries in all three states. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. will be sending more than $1 billion worth of additional arms and ammo to Israel. Just earlier this month, the Biden administration put another arms transfer, some 3,500 bombs, on hold. Also at SRNnews.com, later this morning,
the government will release its latest monthly inflation report. An analyst surveyed by the data firm FactSet believe that inflation year over year dipped from 3.5% in March to 3.4% in April. Measured from March to April, they say consumer prices likely rose 0.4%, the same as the previous month. The analysts say that core inflation, which excludes food and energy costs, likely slowed 3.6%, which would be the lowest level in 3 years. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said Tuesday that the Fed will keep its rate at that level for as long as needed to fully stamp out inflation. Donna Water, Washington.
Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen due back on the stand tomorrow, and Donald Trump's New York trial resumes today. It's a day off for those proceedings. On Wall Street, Dow futures 3 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 1 point. This is SRN News. Most Americans support abortion.
Many pro-life leaders have said that the movement has a lot of work to do in changing hearts and minds on the issue, and a new poll from the Pew Research Center proves just that. The survey indicates that 63% of adults believe abortion should be legal in all or most cases, compared to 36% who say it should not. Amongst the groups most likely to support abortion, Democrats, the young, blacks and Asians, and people with college degrees. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A three-judge panel of the U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals is considering a lawsuit filed by six members of a University of Wyoming sorority. They're challenging the admission of a man to their local chapter. The plaintiffs argue that the sorority ignored its own rules by allowing the man to join their chapter in Laramie, Wyoming. State judge threw out the lawsuit last year, ruling that he could not override how the private voluntary organization defines exactly what a woman is. This is SRN News. Who'll watch the kids while we're out struggling just to make ends meet?
Child care has long been expensive for families, hard to find and financially precarious for daycare owners and workers. Congress tried to alleviate some of these problems during the pandemic, but as the record $52.5 billion in relief winds down, many states have stepped in. They're expanding free preschool and helping more families pay for child care. Recognizing that a federal solution is unlikely to materialize anytime soon, policymakers have come up with novel ways to pay for their plans. New Mexico has tapped into its petroleum reserve. Washington State put a new tax on investment profits. And Kentucky is incentivizing parents to become child care workers themselves. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The bribery trial of Democrat U.S. Senator Bob Menendez set to start with opening statements today. Prosecutors seek to convince a jury that the longtime powerful senator is corrupt. The three-term senator has insisted he's innocent of any wrongdoing. More details, SRNnews.com.